Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/Radio Detectives. If you've not already, I encourage you to check out my book, Slime Incorporated. It is a modern detective story, but with a lot of nods to classic detective fiction. In it, private investigator Cole Eustick investigates a case of murder and dirty politics set against the backdrop of the Idaho gubernatorial election. The book is available as a paperback, an audiobook, or an ebook wherever fine ebooks are sold. You can find all my books, audiobooks, and ebooks at store.greatdetectives.net. Now it's time for today's episode of Boston Blackie, The Butcher Mob. Original air date, August the 6th, 1947.
You can't tell when you go out who you're gonna meet. Hello, Inspector Faraday.
Huh? You speaking to me?
Well, your name's Faraday, isn't it? Faraday?
Yeah, I'm Faraday.
Well, my name's Sammy. You know me, Sammy.
Yeah, hello, Sammy.
I kind of thought you'd be along this way.
Well, so I'm along. What do you want?
Just to tell you something. I know about a holdup. They're sticking up an armored truck.
Who is? When? Where?
The north side is where. Tomorrow night is when. The Butcher Boys is who?
The Butcher Boys, huh?
Yeah.
Thanks, Sammy.
Oh, that's not all, pal. There's something more important. They're going to take the loot directly to the boss.
What? The boss?
Yeah.
They're going right from the armor truck job to the boss?
Yeah, I thought you'd like to know.
Like to know? Sammy, I almost like you for this. I've been trying to find out who heads the Butcher Boys for months. Maybe I can grab him this time. Thanks a lot, Sammy.
Okay.
You keep on being a good boy. I'll be good to you someday.
I hope you remember that. I won't forget it.
Oh, you got a good memory for things, huh, Sammy?
Huh?
A memory for everything but faces.
You can remember to tell Faraday about us, though, John.
Who are you guys? The Butcher Boys?
Two of them. We come from a large family. Come on, Sam. You're going for a large ride.
Hey, no, take me.
Grab his arm, Ted.
I already got it.
No. Please, boys. I didn't tell Faraday a thing. I didn't say a word about a thing. Oh, don't kill me. Please, don't kill me.
Why, we aren't going to kill you, Sammy. That is, not unless the boss says to kill you.
No,
Sammy,
let's go see
what the boss wants us to do The spot you put us in's got to be erased. It's got to be erased, or you got to be.
And now on to Dick Calmer as Boston Blackie, enemy to those who make him an enemy, friend to those who have no friend.
James, have you sent Henry for the car?
Yes, Mr. Van Alistair.
Good.
He said there would be a slight delay, though, with the big car, though.
In that case, tell him I'll take the convertible instead of the big car today.
Right away, Mr. Van Alistair. I'll...
See who's at the door, James.
Yes, sir.
Oh, hiya, James.
Good afternoon, Mr. Butcher. Come right in.
Thanks. Come on, Ted. Drag our friend Sammy with you.
Inside. Mr. Van Alistair, the Messrs. John and Theodore Butcher and friend to see you.
Thank you, James. That'll be all for now.
Very good, sir.
Well, John, Ted... Who's this?
This is Loudmouth Sammy, boss.
Loudmouth?
Loudmouth, loose mouth, limp mouth. Doesn't make any difference, boss.
He talks
to cops.
No, I didn't...
Because I'm being confidential with Inspector Faraday. And you can guess about what, can't you?
Well, it was nothing.
I never guess at anything, John.
I'll tell you what it was about, boss.
Never mind, Ted. I'd rather hear it from our guest.
Oh, I didn't tell him anything. I didn't tell
John, him... John, advise our guest that I prefer the truth, will you?
Huh? Oh, sure, boss.
You've advised him enough, I think.
Yes, that's enough.
Well,
that's
I'm
enough.
Listening, Sammy.
Now start talking. You'll get a little advice from me, too.
No more, please. I'll tell you what I told Inspector Faraday.
Well?
It was about the armored truck. It was about holding up the armored truck.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah, that's all. I swear that's all.
I wonder. John.
Yeah?
What? Take him into the other room.
I know the rest, boss.
No.
Come on, Ted, you can help.
Wait a minute. I'll make a deal. I'll tell you something else.
The man really is talkative, isn't he, boy?
He sure is.
What are you saying?
Well, what is it you have to say?
Well, look, if I can tell you something you really want to know, will you let me go? Will you?
Perhaps.
How'd you like to knock off Boston Blackie, huh?
Take him inside, gentlemen, if that's all he has to say.
You know, if you let Blackie around, he'll get you sooner or later. I know where he'll be, and alone, and I know what he's up to. Make me a deal, huh? Make me a deal. Let me go, and I'll tell you everything.
Hey, that Blackie's a bad guy, boss.
Yeah, I had one run-in with him, and I came in second.
Yeah.
The squealer here's got something.
Perhaps. Where is Blackie going to be?
Will you let me go then, huh?
We'll see. Well, then, where is he?
What? It ain't where he is. It's where he's gonna go tomorrow night.
Oh? Tell us where that is, Sammy. Because wherever it is, he'll never leave there alive.
Homicide, Faraday.
Faraday? Guess who?
Blackie, hang up. Hang yourself. Do something, but don't bother me.
Same old Faraday. Same old tired talk. Same old tired brain.
Yeah?
You ought to know that if I call you up, it's about something important.
The only thing you could say that would be important to me would be goodbye. What are you waiting for?
For you to get some sense, which is probably a lifetime engagement or assignment that I've given myself. Did a character named Sammy the Lip get to you?
Suppose he did. What do you know about it?
I sent him, sweetheart. He came to tell me about the Butcher Boys and their latest caper, and I referred him to you. I told him you were in that business.
Oh, you did?
That's right.
All right. You sent me Sammy. I talked to him. He told me what he knew. I'm going to do something about that armored truck thing. You happy now?
I couldn't be happier if you were in your right mind. We'll grab this Butcher gang and their boss together.
We'll grab?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. You're keeping your nose out of this. And I mean it this time, Blackie.
Will it make you happy if I do?
I'll give you a sample. Ha, ha, ha! That's how happy it'll make me.
In that case, Faraday, I've got news for you. You worry about grabbing the gang after they grab the armored truck. I'm going to take a vacation in the country.
Good. You need a rest, and I need one.
Very clever. Mm-hmm. That's very clever. I wonder when you heard me say it.
Mm-hmm.
Faraday, old pal, I am going to take it easy. You do the work on the armored car and leave the rest to me.
All right, boys, all right. All right, be quiet a minute. And I'll tell you why I've called you all together.
The Mrs. John and Theodore Butcher have finished entertaining our guest, Mr. Van Alistair. And they're resting.
That's quite all right, James. I'll go over things with them a little later.
Boys?
Yeah?
Yes, sir.
The police have been informed of our intention to rob that armored truck on the north side tomorrow night.
Who ratted, boys?
It doesn't matter, Guy.
But our plans have been definitely upset, Mr. Van Alistair.
On the contrary, James, our informer has been of great help to us. I've just learned that 48 new automobiles are being trucked in from the Middle West tomorrow night. We're going to steal those cars, all 4 dozen of them.
That's a man-sized job, boys.
This outfit is man-sized, isn't it?
Right. So the truck dealer's out, huh?
That's correct. But in view of the new cars we can appropriate, it doesn't matter too much.
Okay, if you say so.
Mr. Van Alistair.
Yes?
What about this Blackie person? Have plans been made for him?
Very definite plans, James. In fact, if he's alive tomorrow, I'll be very surprised.
Oh,
no, James, I don't think we need worry about Blackie much longer.
Well, that's good. Now, let's get back to the new cars. It ain't going to be tough to sell them, boys. But it'll be tough to hide them till we get rid of them, won't it?
We'll sell the cars in another part of the country.
Drive them there? Right after we lift them?
No, drive them to the Franklin Farm. I'll meet you there an hour after the robbery, and then I'll tell you... Come in.
Oh, Mr. Van Alistair.
Oh, come in, John. How's our talkative guest, Sammy?
I don't think he's gonna talk anymore.
No.
No.
What a shame. Is he dead?
Yeah. I think I hit him too hard.
Oh?
What'll I do with the body?
Oh, leave it out in the country someplace. They tell me it's peaceful there.
Here comes the ambulance, Inspector Faraday.
I don't know why anyone sent for an ambulance, Sergeant. This guy's been dead for hours. Poor Sammy.
He sure died the hard way, Inspector. Somebody really worked him over.
Yeah, I know.
Callahan's telling the boys the ambulance. Oh, look who just got out of that car behind the ambulance.
Hello, Faraday.
Blackie, go away. Get in that ambulance and make like a victim. Do anything you want, but do it away from here.
Well, thanks, Faraday. I will, as soon as I find out what the score is.
It's nothing to nothing.
That's right. You know nothing, and you'll do nothing.
Oh.
So Sammy got it, huh? Well, I figured. He was an underworld character, and they all get it sooner or later.
Okay, so he got it sooner. How did you know to come way out here?
My brilliant mind, Faraday. I was at headquarters when the report came in and followed the ambulance out here. You know, I think maybe even you could have done that.
That's enough out of you.
Apparently someone couldn't get anything out of our dead friend here. But you got plenty out of him, didn't you?
Enough to know when, where, and how to get to the boss of the butcher mob.
You think it's going to be easy?
It will be if you'll stay out of my way.
Okay, Faraday, I'll do it.
Good.
I'll get to the boss myself.
Bad.
Good or bad, pal. I'll get him. Get me?
Hello?
Hello, Mary. This is Blackie.
Oh, Blackie, you're late. You promised you'd take me to dinner a half hour ago.
I'm sorry, Mary, but I'm going to be later.
Uh-oh. Little Mary eats alone and likes it.
Well, Blackie doesn't eat and doesn't like it. I'm tracking down the butcher mob.
Do you have to?
Mm-hmm. And it seems to me I had a run-in with one of those lads once. I think it was Willie or Ted.
No, it wasn't. It was Johnny. Oh, what am I saying? You never met one of them.
Thanks, Mary. It was Johnny. What did he look like? Do you remember?
I have a poor memory for faces.
Uh-oh.
I guess if I don't tell you, I won't see yours for so long, I'll forget it, too.
Now, you're being a good girl. What did he look like?
Oh, he was tall, blonde, and had a mustache and an ugly scar on his right cheek.
Mustache on his right cheek? Funny place for one.
Oh, you know what I mean.
Yes, I know. Well, have a nice dinner.
Oh, I'm sure I will. You eat something, too, will you?
I sure will, Mary. I'm going to a farm, and if my plans work out, I'm going to make the boss of the butcher mob my meat.
Couple of more yards, and I'll make it. Okay. There. Please let somebody be home in this farmhouse.
Fingers are crossed. Wood's been knocked. I've done all I can.
Well, what have we here?
I'm hurt. Please help me. Car just hit me on the highway. I think maybe I'm hurt bad.
Jumping catfish. Here, let me help you in the house.
Easy now. Ooh, easy.
You take it easy, young fella. I'll have you fixed up in no time.
Oh, thanks.
I reckon you'll be best off lying here on the couch.
Yeah.
Here we are. Easy now.
Oh, thank you, mister.
Franklin's the name. Now I'll get you something to fix you up right and proper.
Oh, that's nice of you, Mr. Franklin.
No trouble at all to help, Boston Blackie.
Hey, how'd you know my name? And what's with that shotgun in your hand?
Oh, shotguns were made to go off, Blackie. And I don't have to tell you how I knew you. Funny how things work out. A minute ago, I say hello to you. Now I've got to say goodbye. So long, Blackie.
And now back to Boston Blackie. An underworld character named Sammy tells Inspector Faraday how he can find the boss of the notorious butcher mob. Because he talked, Sammy is killed by the mob. And the mob, unknown to Faraday, changes its plans, arranges to kill Blackie, and steal a load of new cars. When we left Blackie, he had arrived at a farmhouse, presumably having been hit by a car, and unaccountably, the farmers grabbed a shotgun, after which a shot was heard. As we return to our story, the telephone rings in Inspector Faraday's office.
Faraday speaking.
Inspector Faraday, this is Mary Wesley.
Oh, Miss Wesley, if I'm not being pestered by Blackie, I'm bothered by you. Now, leave me alone, will you?
Inspector, where's Blackie? Do you know?
No, and I don't care. As long as he's out of my way.
No, Inspector, listen. He wanted me to describe one of the butcher mob for him. He said he wanted to be sure he'd recognize him again if he saw him, but that was 6 hours ago, and... Well, I'm afraid something's happened to Blackie.
Hmm. I'm hoping something did.
Hey!
On account of him, I got a phony tip about an armored car that was supposed to be hijacked. I hope he stays lost.
Oh, please. Now, Inspector Faraday, you know you don't mean that.
Of course I don't. But I'm sore. Blackie wouldn't stay out of this case. Now it's all messed up.
Why is it?
Well, I had men all set to follow the butcher mob after an armored truck robbery on the north side tonight. But the truck wasn't even stopped. That means Blackie's interfered. Now how do I find the mob leader?
Look, Inspector, you'll find the leader of the butcher mob some other time. Please try to find Blackie now.
I'll try. But don't worry, Miss Wesley. No matter where he is, he's all right. Unless,
Huh? Oh, unless what, Inspector?
Unless, like I always said, he'll meet a guy someday who's luckier than he is. Let's just hope today isn't that someday.
Yes?
Mr. Franklin.
Yes?
You know who this is.
Well, I'm not quite sure.
You know, all right. What about Boston Blackie? Did he arrive as I said he would?
Sure did. Got here and pretended he'd been hit by a danged automobile and wanted me to fix him up. I did, with a shotgun.
Good, good, wonderful. That Sammy was a helpful gentleman after all. He told us he'd told Blackie about our using your big barn and that Blackie would be out to see you.
Danged if he wasn't, too.
Well, as long as you took care of him, it doesn't matter now. Excellent work, Mr. Franklin. Get rid of the body and be ready for this evening. We'll be using the barn to hold 48 brand new cars.
The barn will be here when the cars get here.
Good. I'll be at home here waiting for a report. You call me, will you? You know the number.
It seems to me maybe I mislaid it somewhere. I don't...
Oh, you've got it. Look for it. Goodbye.
Operator, did you want me, Mr. Franklin?
Miss, this is Boston Blackie, not Mr. Franklin. A call just came here from the city.
Yep, that's right. Call came from Downey, 1561.
That's all I wanted to know. Thanks, miss. Thank you very much for everything. Now, Faraday, is that a way to treat a man back from the dead? You act like you wish I hadn't made the return trip.
Who's acting?
And here I am, all ready to give you the lowdown on the butcher gang, and if you're a nice boy, the boss.
Blackie, what is all this? You disappear. Nobody knows where you are. Well, you worried Miss Wesley to death. She's called this office of mine every 10 minutes looking for you.
I know. I phoned her from a drugstore on the way here. She's happy with me now.
Well, I'm not. What goes on?
Get this, Faraday. The time for clowning is over. The butcher boys didn't grab that armored truck because they stole some brand new cars today instead.
Where from?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, fine.
But I know where they took them. A huge barn belonging to a farmer named Franklin.
Franklin, huh? We'll grab him quick.
It's too late. He's dead.
What?
It was either him or me when he was fingering his shotgun, and I'm a little selfish that way. I'd rather it were him. I dragged his body to the attic.
What are you talking about?
Our little squealing Sammy probably told the butcher boys and their boss that he had told me about their using the Franklin farm as a combination hideout and storage warehouse.
Why didn't he tell me that?
Because I asked him not to. I wanted to handle this myself. If you went up there with a gang of cops, you'd have scared them off. Anyhow, when I got to the Franklin place, I pretended I'd been hit by a car, but Franklin wasn't fooled. Apparently, he was expecting me.
I always knew you were a bad actor, in more ways than one.
Hey, you should have heard the impersonation I did of Franklin on the telephone. It was good enough to fool the boss.
Who is the boss, Blackie?
I'll let you know when I introduce him to you. That can wait for a few hours, though. And those few hours are going to see you a very smart cop. Let's see how good an actor you are, because that's a very strange role.
Good. Very good. Excellent work, John.
Okay, boss. Do I move the cars now?
That's right. You and the boys drive each of the moving vans out of the barn.
It was a cinch running the new cars and the moving vans we had parked in Franklin Barn, Mr. Van Alistair.
Good, good.
Now, you want two of the boys to get into each van, drive them all out of town.
That's right. Oh, Has Mr. Franklin returned yet?
That's funny, boss. No, he ain't around. We ain't seen him. But there was some blood on the floor of the farmhouse.
Mr. Franklin's following orders. He killed Boston Blackie and is probably out disposing of the body. Those were his orders. You follow yours. That's all, John.
Thank you, Mr. Van Alstyne.
Thank you.
Bye. We'll be moving those vans in 10 minutes.
Excellent. Goodbye.
Our van's a lead van, Ted. You know the route to take it. Do I have to tell you again?
I got it, John. What's holding up those vans behind us?
The last one's backing out of the barn now. We better wait for it to turn around. Tommy's driving, and that guy could get lost in a telephone booth.
I hear that hick farmer Franklin knocked off Boston Blackie. That right?
Sure. He's one guy I really wanted out of the way. Tommy's got his van turned around. I guess we can start rolling.
Okay, let's go.
Rolling! 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 Rolling!
Here we go, boy. Here we go.
I got to laugh, John. It's going to take a guy with x-ray eyes to see we got cars inside these moving vans.
You ain't kidding, huh?
Very funny. But, fellas, the joke's on you.
Who are you?
Hey, Blackie.
That's right. And this gun and I say that all the vans are following you, but you're following my orders.
Do we got a heavy enough roadblock across the highway, Inspector Faraday?
It'll do the trick, all right, Sergeant. If Blackie did his stuff, stay back in the bushes.
Yes, sir.
The trucks are 5 minutes overdue. I hope nothing went wrong at the farm.
Yeah, Blackie was pulling a pretty risky thing there, Inspector.
Well, it was his idea. If it didn't work out, I was going to...
Inspector. I think I hear the vans coming now.
Something's coming.
Yeah, it's a van, all right. Yeah, the first one's just round to the corner.
Ready?
Yeah, ready, willing, and able, Inspector, if that roadblock stops the lead van.
If it doesn't, Blackie will. And I know Blackie's in that first van because the vans wouldn't be routed this way if he weren't.
There must be. Inspector, it's not slowing up. It's going to crack in that roadblock. Get back!
I'm already getting back.
That's it. The other stopped in time, Inspector.
Let's go get him. Come on.
Right. Hell, they're giving up easy. There's Boston Blackie.
Hey, Blackie, you hurt?
No, Barry. Well, my driver got a little ambitious when he saw the block and tried to crash through it.
Yeah?
He thought he could get away from me eventually, I guess, but the roadblock and the police gave him ideas.
Bad ideas. Well, we got them all, but we don't have the guy we want. The boss of this mob.
Oh, I think we'll get him before the night's over, Inspector. I can find him.
You can? Where?
Well, you see, I know his phone number, and you can check his name and address.
Huh?
I know the phone number, believe me. I'm not calling for an appointment first.
Come in.
A gentleman here to see you, Mr. Van Alstyne.
Well, show him in, James. And, James?
Yes, sir.
Where did you get that black eye?
Black eyes? Oh, I ran into...
You ran into this fist, Van Alstyne.
Who are you?
I'll let you know. And, James, that'll be all. Faraday's waiting for you outside.
Very good, sir.
Nice place you have here, Van Alstyne.
I demand to know who you are.
Stop it, kid. You're not in a position to demand anything.
What?
But I'll tell you, I'm a nice guy that way. I'm Boston Blackie.
Blackie? But I thought that...
That I was dead? I know. Everybody thinks I'm dead lately. Glad to disappoint you, Mr. Van Alstyne. Very glad. Well, do you want to leave your manor in a manner to which you're accustomed, or would you prefer I carried you out?
Where are my boys? Where are they?
The butcher's in jail, waiting for you. They said to tell you that they're awful lonesome.
They told you about me?
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't. They wouldn't dare. I don't believe you. You're making all of this up.
First I'm an actor, now I'm a writer. Look, Mr. Van Alstyne.
My boys.
I don't want to waste any more time.
My boys are in jail, all of them.
Every last one.
They didn't tell you about me. They wouldn't dare.
You said that before, all right, so they didn't. That make you feel better?
The cars. The ones in the vans.
We've got them all.
It can't be. It mustn't be. I planned too long. I was too careful. You're lying. You know you're lying. Tell me you're lying.
Oh, come here, you lace pants punk. Come on, cutie.
Come on, let's get moving.
No, no. You're responsible for this. You're the one that's wrecked all my plans. I'm going to...
Mr. Van Alistair, I'm surprised at you. With your breeding, too. Using the wrong knife.
Blackie, need any help?
No, thanks, Faraday. This guy on the floor does.
Yeah.
That's your gang boss, pal.
Uh-huh.
See to it that he's unemployed for a long, long time.
This is Andrea J. Graham, author of the Web Surfer series. Oh, and A Madam's Wife. You're listening to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio.
Welcome back. Well, of all the ways to approach Inspector Faraday, doing so on a public street where he could easily be seen by the people he was informing on, really not a good plan. At any rate, we turn now to listener comments and feedback and have a review over on iTunes from Jay Wiley, who writes, "I've been listening to Old Time Radio for several months, and I love the show. I started listening while I was serving on jury duty. I needed something to listen to while in between sessions. Ever since then, I've started listening while exercising, and sometimes I listen while I'm waiting to fall asleep at night. I read some of the other reviews, and some people are just cruel with nothing better to say, but they are entitled to their opinions. Please do not stop what you are doing, because it would be a great loss of podcasts. Thanks for all you do, Jennifer Wright." Well, thank you for your kind comments, Jennifer. I have no intention of leaving because of the negative reviews that I get from time to time. And this is something I think I've grown quite a bit in dealing with during the time I've hosted this podcast. When I started out, I really was not prepared to get, you know, much negativity at all. Because, you know, I think there are certain topics, you know, whether you're talking politics or religion, you're gonna expect that there are going to be some people with strong views who can get really angry and mean. But you really, I guess I never really imagined that there were people who would be that way about, you know, old-time radio. But there are, and it's not just old-time radio, it's nearly everything that you will have people who are just haters about any topic under the sun. There are people who will be absolutely vicious and mean about anything. And of course, I didn't get the worst of it. I mean, the type of thing that women podcast hosts or media producers will deal with is way worse than anything I ever got. But when I was first, you know, starting out, I took a lot of that stuff to heart. And I had a sort of read every comment that comes in policy. So I would share the most negative things that people said, and I'd get a lot of reassuring responses. In fact, far more reassuring and encouraging. And over time, I got, you know, and I think within the first, you know, couple, 3 years of doing this podcast, I got so many encouraging notes. And just kind of grew in confidence as I was doing this thing, as I saw numbers increasing. And I just reached the conclusion that if you don't like the podcast, maybe this podcast just isn't for you. I think the one thing that I am consistently hit with in any sort of negative reviews is talking at all. It's like, we don't want the intro. And I'm like, if you don't want the intro, just go download the files. Have fun. Enjoy your life. And I decided to really just stop reading the, really negative, unconstructive stuff on the podcast. Not because I'm hiding negative views, but because I think it just tends to take me and take the show in a less positive direction than, you know, people want to hear. I do read constructive criticism. We'll share that, but most of the time I don't respond to, like, the negative criticism, either by response and certainly not on the podcast. So I appreciate everyone who has sent encouragement over the years and who has left nice reviews or just sent me a nice note, as well as those who have given me criticism that has actually helped the show get better. Thanks so much, Jennifer. All right, well, that will do it for today. Join us back here tomorrow for Dragnet, and then next Friday, it's another episode of yours truly, Johnny Dollar. In the meantime, send your comments to Box 13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives, and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/Radio Detectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.